ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमणविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागन रघुनाथमिदं तं साजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णापादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखावितं च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपीकांत श्रीराधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषवानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिवे। वांछाकल्पतरुवेश्य कृपा सिंधु पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम राम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु पत्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति निष्ठति। बिफोर स्टार्टिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ऑबेसेंसेस अनटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण अनटू नारायण ऋषि द सुप्रमोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग अनटू मदर सरस्वती द गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग अनटू श्रील व्यास देव द ऑथर अनटू श्रील प्रभुपाद द लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। Shloka is not on the board today. It's not on the board.
No, I asked if you
want the board. No, this is I didn't understand. I thought you were asking for this one because Shloka comes here also sometime.
No problem.
Thank you. Today is Canto 4, Chapter 12, Text 15. Is that right?
Yes.
Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome to the Bhagavatam class. Here in New Dwarka Dham, please repeat. Manyamana इदं विश्वं माया रचितं आत्मनि अविद्या रचिता स्वप्न गंधर्व नगरोपमं मन्यमाना इदं विश्वं माया रचितं आत्मनि अविद्या रचित स्वप्न గంధర్వనాగరూపమం మన్యమానాయిదం విశ్వం మాయారచితం ఆత్మని అవిద్యారచిత స్వప్న గంధర్వనాగరూపమం Matadish. Mayamana realizing. Idam, this, Vishwam, universe, Maya, by the external energy, Rachitam, manufactured, Atmani, unto the living entity, Avidya, by illusion, Rachita, manufactured, Swapana, a dream, Gandharvanagara, Phantasmagoria, Upamam, like. Translation, please repeat. Srila Dhruva Maharaj realized that this cosmic manifestation bewilders living entities like a dream or phantasmagoria because it is a creation of the illusory external energy of the Supreme Lord. Purported by His Divine Grace, Abhayashan Arvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Charya of Great ISKCON. As a deep forest, it sometimes appears that there are big palaces and nice cities. That is technically called Gandharva Nagara. Similarly, in a dream also we create many false things out of imagination. A self-reliant person or a devotee knows well that this material cosmic manifestation is a temporary illusory representation appearing to be truth. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Saya Kutale Shrimadhi Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinavane Nase Satchudeva Gaurvani Pacharane Nivsheshun Vadi Paschada Desatarane. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, here Srila Prabhupada in the purport explaining this verse that this material world in the deep forest, in the material world, sometimes appears that There are big palaces and nice cities. That is technically called phantasmagoria. Illusion. A self-realized person or a devotee knows well that this material cosmic manifestation is a temporary. Unless we become devotee or purify our consciousness, Prabhupada used to say, Shuddhina Satta. We purify our existence. We cannot understand that this material world is temporary. Though it is temporary, we all know. But still we cannot understand. Because we are not self-realized. Because we are on the mental plane. I am thinking I am white, I am black, I am brown, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. I am man, I am woman, I am fat, I am stout, I am thin, I am tall, I am this, I am that. It's all Bholic designation. As is said by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, that Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who said this? That Sarvapadi Vinara Muktam. Who said this? No, who said this? I think Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Sarvapadi Vinara Muktam Tat Pratvena Nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Said by our great Acharya, greatest Acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. We have to free ourselves from all material designation. Sarvapadi. So many designations are there. So dear devotees, we should be only busy freeing ourselves from this material designations. I am this, I am that. And when death will come, certainly it's going to come without any notice. Maharaja Parikshit had a notice of 7 days. I don't know whether I'm going to have a notice of 1 hour or not. I don't know. People in the September 11, sitting in those twin towers, thousands of people, highly placed. You think they had a notice even of 1 hour? How many were killed in that building? Burned alive. Huh? Some say 10,000. 3,000? Sure. 3,000 also big number. It's 3,000. Even one person killed like this is a, you know, something. So, we, you know, don't know anything. So, we don't know. I have no surety, no guarantee of my life. So, my first and foremost business is that I must become self-realized. I must free myself from all material designations. Sarvapadi binarmuktvam tatparatvena nirmalam. Lord Sri Krishna, you know, here is mentioned by our greatest Acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who was very dear to Lord Gauranga. He is mentioning that Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. We have to serve Sri Krishna, who is a master of the senses. Krishna is the master of the senses, whereas I am a servant of the senses. What are my senses demand? I do that. If my mind becomes agitated, so I become with my mind agitated, very angry. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I am under the control of my mind. A self-realized, his mind is in his control. A mind dictates something, he won't care for that. He says, you rascal mind. Just shut up. He won't care. Whereas we are in the material world because we are busy in sense gratification, we follow the dictation of mind. There is one very nice song. Kaam bahut par jeevan thoda, us par man ka chanchal ghoda, ruk ja prani gaale Krishna ka, सुंदर प्यारा नाम रे समय बड़ा बलवान. Meaning, you know, time is very powerful. समय बड़ा बलवान. काम बहुत. And we have so much to do. What to do? We have to return back home, back to Godhead. So much. जीवन थोड़ा, life is very short. And above that, उस पर मन का चंचल घोड़ा. And above that, this fickle mind is above the, you know, everything. He is controlling everything. So then, one who has written this song is saying, रुक जा प्राणी गा ले कृष्ण का सुंदर प्यारा नाम ले. माय डियर ब्रदर स्टॉप जस्ट चांट द नेम ऑफ कृष्ण. से द अटर द नेम ब्यूटीफुल नेम ऑफ सुंदर ब्यूटीफुल नेम ऑफ कृष्ण. दिस माइंड इज कंपेयर्ड विद ए व्हाट यू कॉल वाइल्ड हॉर्स चंचल घोड़ा. चंचल मीन्स वेरी फ्लिकरिंग एंड वेरी अनस्टेबल. यू नो हॉर्स इज वेरी अनस्टेबल वेरी पावरफुल. हॉर्स पावर इज लाइक इफ देर इज ए मोटर और आई डोंट नो लाइक पंपर हाउ मेनी हॉर्स पावर वन हॉर्स पावर टू और वन एंड हाफ और हाफ. हॉर्स पावर इज वेरी मच पावर इज देर. सो वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू कंट्रोल द हॉर्स. सो देर इज वट वी आर सपोज टू डू डियर डिवोटीज. We are supposed to control this horse of mind. Mind is a horse. We are supposed to control this. We are supposed to bring this mind in our control. Then goal will be achieved. Goal is back home, back to Godhead. Goal is Krishna Prem. But right now, that's, you know, it's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that five senses, the sense of touch, the sense of hearing, the sense of smelling, the sense of tasting, the sense of hearing, these senses are just like a wild horse. And the rein of the senses is mind. And the driver is intelligence. And passenger is a jivatma soul. So, with the intelligence, if you won't control the mind, and with the mind, we won't control the senses. First, this is gross body. Above the gross body are the senses. Above the senses is a mind. And above the mind is intelligence. Above the intelligence is a soul. And above the soul is a super soul in the same body. So if you won't control the mind, then this horses, you know, mind will lose mind. This horses of senses will become wild. And passenger will fall into a ditch, you know. I have seen once in India, in Delhi, you know, India different than the Western world, that one man has a tanga. Tanga is a horse, what do you call that? Horse cart. No, no. Tanga is where people can... Horse drawing cart. Yeah, that's right. So he, I don't know, maybe 20 people has put... Whereas six are supposed to sit. 20, I mean, so many people sitting and they up down here. And the poor horse, you know, he's beating him with a whip, you know. He's not able to pull. So then he was wild, you know. Horse did like this, they all fell down. But he did like these people here and there. So he became wild, he's upset. He can pull so many people, such a heavy load. So same way is our mind. If we are not able to control the senses, above the senses is mind, above the senses, mind is intelligence, then soul, super soul, then our senses will become wild and they will drop us into a ditch or somewhere, you know. Passenger is a soul. So we need to control the mind, we need to control the senses. So I will tell you one little story. It's a very nice story, informative story. In ancient days in India, there was one government servant, civil servant, very big officer. This is during the British time. So this big officer, those days there were no cars and jeeps. These big officers, if they have to visit some places, they will ride on the mares. Is it clear, mare? Pronunciation is okay. Horse and mare, female horse. So, this government servant was going, he was passing through a forest. So, mare was pregnant and she gave birth to a male horse in the forest. And this, you know, officer, he said, I will walk, but this little horse who is just born, who's going to, you know, carry him? He cannot walk. Now, the same time, in the forest somewhere, one poor beggar was sitting there. It was a summer time. And he was just thinking, I'm so poor. Rich people are sitting in their air-conditioned rooms, drinking sharbat kevda, sharbat gulab, sharbat khas, different kind of drinks they're having. Vatanukul means air-conditioned rooms. I am suffering here, it's so hot here, and I have no place to stay, and I am so poor. Above all, my legs have become so sore, I cannot walk even. They're very painful. How am I going to beg? How am I going to walk? He said, my dear Krishna, please give me a horse so that I can ride on a horse and at least make my begging. Poor man thinking in this way, you know, mind can think anything. A person's mind can think, oh, I should be the next president of the United States, you know, I wish I can become, you know. Mind can say anything. This is the mind will say anything. Mind, if it's not in control, he will dream so many things. So, when he is thinking this way, same time the civil servant, which I just told you, his, you know, mayor has given a birth to a little male horse. So now, he is looking that, who's going to carry this little horse? He cannot walk, just born. Looking around to see in the forest, he saw that poor man sitting. He said, hey, come here. He was a pretty big officer. Came and said, yes, sir. This, my mare has given birth to this horse, little horse. He cannot walk. So carry him on your back. Out of fear, he carried the horse on his back. Now he's walking. He said, my Lord, Sri Krishna, I pray you so that you give me a horse for riding so that I can make my living and move around. I think you listen my prayer, but I think you didn't understand the meaning. I wanted horse to ride, but you rode horse on me. So, what is the gist of the story is, we are supposed to ride on this horse of mine, but he's riding on me. That is the big problem. Whole world is in a problem. We are all in problem because this mind, horse is riding on me. I am supposed to control this mind, this horse, but it's very wild. I am not able to control and I am in big trouble. So dear devotees, see here Prabhupada is also saying, talking about a self-realized soul, then he's saying that imagination, fantasy, gomoria, this material world, you know, what is this material world? It's a Gandharva Nagara. Similarly, in the dream, also we create many false things. In the dream, person is dreaming, oh, I have become a president of the United States. And so many limos are there around me. So many people are running. He's just thinking. But as soon as he wake up, he's lying on his broken cart in his house, you know. And he's a poor man. What is this? So in the dream we create many things. This is the business of mind. And mind need to be trained. But one thing, dear devotees, we should keep in mind, mind can only be trained in a human body. Mind is there in the animal bodies also. Cat, dog, horse, they all have minds. Their minds are not in their control and they cannot control their mind. They have intelligence, limited intelligence. Their intelligence is limited up to eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They cannot go beyond this. So, human mind can be controlled with the process of this bhakti yoga, unalloyed devotional service, unmotivated and uninterrupted. A self-realized person or a devotee knows well that this material world, this material cosmic manifestation is a temporary illusory representation appearing to be truth. So this material world is a temporary representation, illusory representation, appearing to be truth. It's a truth, but it's temporary. We don't follow the Mayavadi. Mayavadi says, Brahma Satya Jagana Mithya. And the Brahma is the truth, and this material world is a false. No, it's not false. It's a truth, but it's temporary. This is what Prabhupada said. Everything is there, but it's temporary. Everything in this material world is of a temporary nature. Nothing is permanent. I'm very proud of my body, but this body is temporary. For how long I'm going to keep this body? Not very long. I may use this body in the service of Krishna, some other service, but this body is a temporary body. So everything is of a temporary nature, which we should all try to remember all the time. So I should not be up to temporary things. My mind is saying, oh, accumulate more wealth, have more money, have more enjoyment, have more buildings, have more properties, have more wives, you know. Even one devotee, I won't name him, he was during Prabhupada time, and I met him. He was with me, we were together. So this devotee had two wives. I said, why you have two wives? Oh, see, then you know what was his reply? He said, oh, they love each other so much, then the more they love me, they love each other so much. What he's trying to say. Why two wives? Sometimes it's difficult to even satisfy one wife in the Western world. What to speak of two wives? So dangerous situation, you know. But he has two wives. So, this is the mind's thinking. But then, when, mind is saying something, and either senses, one is after sense gratification, no, after sense gratification, he's a drain out, no strength, he's totally lousy fellow. No, you know what his mind is saying? Why you were after sense gratification? Why you wanted so much sense gratification? He is saying, do this, he's saying, don't do that. This is mind's business, to accept something and to reject something. Bhogatyag. So to become self-realized, the purpose of life, we have to control the mind. And we can only control the mind if we render unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Savaipam soparo dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshajay ahaituki apratihata. Yayatma suprasiddhati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated, uninterested. No motivation. I don't want anything. What I want? I want a beautiful woman. So then, a day is going to come when woman is going to leave me, or I can leave her also. Oh, I want few children, nice children. What is going to happen? I will leave the children, or children can also leave me. What else do I want? I want to become the president of the United States, president of India, or prime minister of India. Then, it is a big post. For how long you are going to stay on this post? Temporary. One day you will be forced to give up this post. So, our culprit mind won't let us think that we should not be after temporary things, but we should use our intelligence, which is between mind and the soul. Use our intelligence. That's why it is recommended that our habit should be very pure. We should eat Krishna prasad. No meat, fish, eggs, onion, garlic, butter we eat. We eat Krishna prasad, which is offered to Krishna. Then no intoxication, including tea and coffee. No intoxication. Because we have to become the servant of Krishna. If I am intoxicated, then I cannot become servant of Krishna. We can only become servant of Krishna if our senses are in our control. Now, I am under the control of my senses because I am lost, I am drunk. There is a nice saying in Hindi, Abgun kahun sharab ka gyanavant sunile manav se pashuva kare dravya ganti se de. Let me tell you this, whoever is saying this verse, it's a saint, Kabir is saying this, that bad effect of this wine, drinking alcohol, is that all the intelligent people should listen to me, manush se pashuva kare. If one who is a human being, this wine will make him animal, he will behave like an animal. Plus, to become an animal, you will give money from your pocket. So don't drink the wine. This is the advice saint is giving. And in our scripture, in Manu Samhita, it is mentioned that Brahmahatya Surapanam Steyam Guru Vanganagama, to kill a Brahman, to have sex with the Guru's wife, and to drink a wine, and to steal a diamond or gold, they are Mahapap. There's a Pap, there's a greater Pap. So if we are doing the Mahapap, then future is in hell. So wine is also means mahapap. So if no intoxication, tea and coffee, and then no illicit sex. Sex other than, even Prabhupada said, sex licit or illicit, both are bad. Both are bad. Anyone who wants to return back home, he must refrain himself from this bloody sex, Prabhupada said this. Must refrain. No more sex. Must refrain. Because I wanted to enjoy independent of Krishna, Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogamansha kare, pashate maya tare jhapatiya tare. Because I wanted to enjoy independent of Krishna, that's why I came under the control of a maya. Jhapatiya tare, maya is slapping me again, and you rascal, you wanted to enjoy independent of Krishna, I am slapping you. Again slaps of maya, and when maya slaps me here, I do like this, then she slaps me here, I do like this, but I am after sense enjoyment. I don't want to give up. Even I am on the deathbed, still I want to enjoy the senses. You know that famous story Prabhupada has told? Akbar and Birbal. Everybody knows that story. Should I tell that story? Yes, it's good to remind. Huh? So Akbar, you know, Birbal was a Hindu minister of Akbar, and he was very intelligent. But he made big mistake also. Birbal. You know what was his mistake? Akbar actually, he was so much impressed of this, Hindu philosophy, Sanatana Dharma. He one day he requested his minister, he said, my dear Birbal, I'm very much impressed of this philosophy. Can you make me Hindu? So, and he, because he's a king, and he is his minister. He didn't say no to him. Because to say no to him means he should have said yes. When your atma, soul is neither Hindu, Muslim, Christian, white, black. This is his mistake. That time, Hindu society was so rigid that they won't accept. It's a nonsense. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada, he broke all these barriers of caste, color and creed. And Prabhupada didn't break barriers of his own. They are in the Bhagavatam. In the scripture, kirat, hunda, pulika, yavana, khasa, doesn't matter how fallen one may be, yenne, cha, papa, if they worship a devotee, if they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's mentioned actually about a devotee, that devotee, if they take shelter of a devotee who has taken shelter of Krishna, and by the mercy of a pure devotee, they can also be purified. You know who is that pure devotee? By whose mercy we can be purified? Anybody knows? Why don't you say? Prabhupada! He purified the whole world. I will read this verse. Kirat hundara pulinda abhira shumbha yavana khasadaya ye anyaccha papa yad pashaya yashraya shuddhanti tasme prabhavishnabhe nama. You know, Shukdev Maharaj is paying his obeisances to such a devotee. Anyone, by taking shelter of such a great Mahabhagavat, one becomes purified and he can perform the fire sacrifice yajna. Only Brahmins can perform the yajna, but anyone who is purified by the devotee is fit to perform the yajna. Srila Shukdev Maharaj is saying, I pay my obeisance to such a devotee. Kirat hund andra pulinda pulkasha abhir shumba yavana khasa yatiyon ke sadas, all these races, members of these races, tatha anya log and others, jo paap karmo mein rat rehte hain, those who are busy in sinful activities, jin param shakti shali bhagwan ke, all powerful personality of Godhead, bhakton ki shan, and they take the shelter of the devotees, means devotees of all powerful personality of Godhead, grant karke shuddh ho sakte hain, they can be purified, main unhe sadar namaskar karta hoon. Srila Shukdev Maharaj is saying, I pay my obeisance to unto them. They can be many, but we have seen only Prabhupada. Many, can be many. But Prabhupada came out and save the humanity. So, there's no question of caste, color and creed. But anyway, Akbar was Muslim and he wanted to become Hindu. But we were refused. He said, no. He didn't say no actually. So one day, there was one spring. India, there are many springs. When any of you will visit us, we will show you spring in our place. Water comes out of earth. In winter is warm. In summer is cool. Very nice. Summer water, you know. You buy your spring water, we will take you to the spring and you can drink water as much as you like. No charge, is free of charge. So, there was a spring, we call this in our local language, Bauli. Bauli water is gathered, people come and fetch and take home for drinking. So, people sometimes bathe also there with that natural water. Many people bathe, many people drink. So, Birbal, there was one donkey, and he's bathing the donkey there with the soap and cleaning him. So Akbar used to pass by from that path. He saw, my great minister is bathing this donkey. He said, my dear Birbal, what are you doing this? He said, my dear king, I am trying to turn this donkey into a cow. You know, cow or horse? He said something. I'm trying to turn this donkey into a horse. He said, how is this possible? How donkey can become horse? Said, then, my dear sir, then how you can become Hindu? It was nonsense. Then he felt shy, you know. He never asked him. He compared him with a donkey. The donkey cannot be turned to a horse. But this was his gross mistake. Gross ignorance. He was intelligent, but Hindu society was so rigid, so stupid, that they made this kind of blunders. That's why we are suffering now. Thank to Srila Prabhupada, thank to Gaur Nithai, that they send their pure devotee, they're all acharyas. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj worked so hard, Gaur Kishore Das, Babaji Maharaj, that's pure devotee, Maha Bhagavat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tried so much. All the predecessor acharya, they worked very hard. So, the barriers are broken. But now we have to work very hard. Still, you know, barriers are there. We go door to door, tell people, it's based on Bhagavad Gita, based on Bhagavatam, based on Lord Chaitanya's teaching. It's not something, you know, what you call a concoction. It's not a concoction. It's authentic. When people need to be told. That's why Prabhupada was worried for everyone. Go door to door, tell people to take this Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada says, distribute my books. Why? He wanted to be famous himself? No, he was already famous. He wanted to save the humanity. Because the message he has given is very transcendental, wonderful message he gave. Everybody needs this message. Without any discrimination, caste, color and creed, everyone should have this message. They should follow. And you know what Prabhupada said? You may be thinking, I may be thinking, I don't think the whole world can become devotees. Very difficult situation. Prabhupada said, it's actually next to impossible that the whole world can become devotee. It's not possible. But even few will become devotee, the world can be saved. So we need at least 100,000 devotees here in the United States. Devotees. Not karmis, devotees. So many karmis are there. I gave this Bhagavad Katha there, and this one comes and he charged $20,000 for the Katha. What is this? $20,000 for Katha. Hey, Ramakrishna told you, 20,000 means 20,000 or 15, something like that. So that is, people gives also, us also, not so much, a little bit. One man gave me a check yesterday, $3 check. Thank you, everybody. So what a little comes, goes 100% in the service of Prabhupada. I have no right over this money. Because if somebody is giving me, knowledge is coming from Lord Vyasadeva, from Srila Prabhupada, from the predecessor Acharya, I cannot gratify the senses with this money I offer. What you are going to show, we are going to show you the glimpse of the temple. And this money is sent by Prabhupada like this Dakshina, wherever, you know, little bit. And that money has gone to this temple, 100%. And this temple is built by Prabhupada, which you will see. So dear devotees, this material world is illusory representation appearing to be truth. This is not the truth. This is temporary. It's a truth, but it's temporary. It is like a phantasmagoria, but behind this shadow creation, there is a reality. It's temporary, there's a reality. The spiritual world. We want to go to that spiritual world. That's why Krishna has given us these bodies. To return to the spiritual world. Govinda, why you're going so quick? Oh my God. What about our call? No effect of our call? Okay. As you please. Then come back quick, okay? Thank you. Eh? We are not talking of that keep coming back, but you are saying, we're saying now come back, you know. I know what you mean. See, nobody can defeat Govinda in talking, you know. Govinda, if you could have become the attorney, I think would have been top attorney in the California or in the United States, because you have answered of all the questions. Thank you for your understanding, Govinda. Eh? All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Don't forget, I am reminding you that book. Please. I need to remind you again. A devotee is interested in the spiritual world, not its shadow. See, Prabhupada, how much he is stressing? Why I am interested in the material world? Deva Deva? Why you are interested in the material world so much? No more, okay? Finish. Spiritual world. Deva Deva, like he was coming, he understand very good Hindi. He stayed there and he was going with us, coming. No more material world, spiritual world, not this, its shadow. Since he has realization of the supreme truth, a devotee is not interested in this temporary shadow of truth. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Huh? Param drishtva nivartate. Param drishtva nivartate. So, this material world is a shadow reflection of the spiritual world. There is a spiritual world. And like you see, at the bank of the river, there is a tree. And you see the shadow of the tree is upside down in the water. There is a reality. So, there is a shadow. So this material world is shadow reflection of the spiritual world. Here everything is of a temporary nature. Where is the spiritual world? Everything is of a permanent nature. No birth, no death, no old age, no disease, no fighting, no backbiting, no politics in the spiritual world. No politics. Everybody is serving Krishna and everybody is happy serving Krishna, because service to Krishna is very palatable, very beautiful, very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. I don't think anybody has any question. Anybody has any question? No question? Thank you. Hare Krishna! Oh. Hare Krishna! All of you had prasadam yesterday? No? Sura is saying, Sura, you always joke, you know. No more joking. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare, Ram. Hare, Ram. Ram, Ram. Hare, Hare. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada Ashram Udhampur Dham ki. Shri Gaur Radha Krishna Bhagwan ki, Shri Rukmani Dwarka Dhesh ki, New Dwarka Dham ki. Thank you, Prabhus, all of you very much, all the mothers and brothers, thank you. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada bless all of you for pure devotion and Shuddha Bhakti. Is it working or not? Is it working? Audio is there? Please.
Who
Hari Bol.
Okay.
Sound. Old deities are going to the new temple. You see the elephant was so happy, he's dancing, look. This person is sitting, he is a very big officer, he's a brigadier, sitting in the yajna. Now you will see the helicopter showering flowers. Time is finished. You didn't like Sudha?
I was. Short. Hare Krishna. 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 H